Atsumomo, if she had her way, would keep me down so low, every man who visited Gion would forever remain out of my reach. For all I knew, I might never see Baron Matsunaga again, and never come upon the chairman. Wasn't it possible Mameha would realize the hopelessness of my cause and leave me to languish in the Okia like a little worn kimono that had seemed so lovely in the shop? The Baron, who I was beginning to realize was something of a nervous man, leaned over to scratch at a mark on the surface of Mameha's table and made me think of my father on the last day I'd seen him, digging grime out of ruts in the wood with his fingernails. I wonder what he would think if he could see me kneeling here in Mameha's apartment, wearing a robe more expensive than anything he'd ever laid eyes on, with a baron across from me and one of the most famous geisha in all of Japan at my side. I was hardly worthy of these surroundings, and then I became aware of all the magnificent silk wrapped about my body and had the feeling I might drown in beauty. At that moment, beauty itself struck me as a kind of painful melancholy.